This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. We got a lot of ground to cover. Odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything? Just a little Vladdy fun, just to kind of put the flag in the sand. That'll be the war I fight if he becomes available. Yeah, that's a call you make. We also started out with Kohler, getting Kohlered. You can rewind and understand what it is. Glorious weekend for Rico. But I want to get to seismic changes in both college sports because, look, Rico, I'll give you the spiel on what's going on. I think my feelings are already well established. I think the audience will be interested. I know I am in your reaction because, candidly, you've been a real POS about this. You've called me a boomer. You've knocked my lack of love for the sports, but I think you're actually coming to my side.
Don't forget, I also kicked your dogs.
That's right. That's right. Rico shut the door on an old lady. So listen, the NCAA football expansion, hey, if you want 2,000 words about it, go read Ross Dellinger. I'll give you the cliff notes. It turns out in the documents, it's the quiet part out loud that the Big Ten and the SEC run this event. Not in a loose way, it's their event. And if you don't do what we want, we'll go do what we want somewhere else and you'll be homeless. Okay? This is the cliff note version. Ross Dellinger said it more professionally. This is going to 14 or 16. Now, first of all, tell me if you've heard this before. 14? What the hell's 14? You go from 4 to 8 or from 8 to 16. Not the 12, not the 14, but whatever.
It's like a 17-game NFL season.
It makes no sense, right?
Yeah.
So, but this is going to happen not 2025, not this year, next year. This is a 2026, we know this format's ass, thing. But here's where it gets really goofy. The Big Ten and the SEC guarantee each other, not limited to, but minimally guarantee each other 4 spots each. So 8 out of 14, 8 out of 16. The impacts of that on conference races and on championship games, I don't need to go there. So there's your football thing. One moment, because news broke this weekend. March greediness, y'all. We're going to 76 teams? Why? There's already not 68 good teams. Well, here's why. Money, 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 money. We can have games on Tuesday night and Wednesday night. And you go, well, we already do. No, 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 no. What they want to do now is essentially, and David, if you would do this, because I know Rico's about to go on a filibuster like Mitch McConnell over here. Can you pull up the active Lunardi bubble? And I want to reference it doing this. What they're trying to do is basically kill the bubble, have them all in, and have a Anchorman-style newscast street fight.
News team? Yeah.
News team assemble. You'll have these games. You'll have four games on Tuesday, four games on Wednesday for the right to go to the real tourney. Why? Money. Do we need it?
You got it, David?
But, yeah, have the first four out, next four out.
So pair that as four games. Here's what it could look like.
VCU, Georgia, SMU, North Carolina, Indiana, Xavier, Kansas State, UC Irvine.
There so basically, you yeah, you would have VCU versus UC Irvine, Georgia, Kansas State, SMU, Xavier, North Carolina versus Indiana.
Now, why would they do it this way versus the way they're doing it now? Well, it's simple. No one's tuning in to Texas Southern versus Jacksonville State. Plus, here's a problem I've always had. Why disrespect those schools? They won their conference tourney. Mm-hmm. Some of these schools end up going 21-11, knowing they had to take six or seven paycheck games where they got launched ass first into a wood chipper. Don't disrespect those kids. They know they're already going to get killed in the first round. Don't make them play an extra game. Take these rat bleep teams mm-hmm. from conferences who are, at this point, going to be 16-12, make them play. Now, this is the last thing I'll say, and then this is Rico has so much. He has a PowerPoint presentation for everybody. I am more willing to accept the March Madness expansion than I am what I'm looking at with the football thing.
Yeah.
And with that, I'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
No, with the March Madness expansion, it does boil down to, I guess, instead of playing games at Dayton, you probably play another set of games in another city. Fine. I can live with that. I don't think you need to expand. I don't think that the tournament is fine on its own. It didn't need to go to 68. At some point, guess what? You just didn't make the tournament. That's all. And that's okay. Do better next year. The problem I have is with the football. I've been one of the biggest proponents of the playoff expansion. I thought it was a great idea. I like the fact that, okay, you do it in Division II, you do it in Division III, let's do it in Division I. Let's go out there and let's see if you can win tournament style. I like the fact that you didn't punish a team for losing a game or two to the right team. You give them an opportunity to come back and right their wrong. Look at Ohio State. They lost to Michigan. But in this format, they had an opportunity to right that wrong, and they are the national champions. But now the Big Ten and the SEC, they
say it.
They just need to separate. They just need to break away because, Mike, yes, this is what you've been talking about. You gave me my flowers with Jackson Kohler. I'm going to give you your flowers
this
with
this.
This
isn't quid pro quo.
No. But I'm going to give you because when I read this, I'm stuck at the airport reading this. And kind of how you said you saw my face bouncing around the screen. I'm imagining you sitting down in your man cave, you know.
Excellent.
Yeah, right, with some brandy in a cup.
I do not have brandy. What am I, 90?
Or cognac or whatever.
Again.
I just imagine you saying, I told you so. Greed. This is greed. This is all about greed. Sometimes too much is just too much. The fact that they said, well, you have to guarantee us four spots. So that means that there's only six other spots available. If I'm the Big 12, the ACC, are you nuts? No.
What choice do you have?
That's what I said. You have to either unify or you got to walk away. Because here's the potential problem that you have. This was brought up to me in the conversation, but if the Big Ten and the SEC actually do this and they guarantee spots, Mike, I guess they're going to do like a Big Ten SEC crossover game.
Scheduling, like ACC has with the Notre Dame guys.
So at first I'm thinking, oh, this is kind of cool because if you're a fan, you get your conference games, plus you get a really good out-of-conference games, and you get two bye games. So where you play a directional school. Here's the problem. Mike, if you go 1-2 in your non-conference and lose two or three games in your conference,
hey, Dad,
you're sending a four or five lost team to the playoffs. At that point is where I draw the line.
Okay.
Because I can accept two lost teams, but you lost to two teams. Like, you lose to LSU and you lose to Alabama. That's no shame there. You played them tough. You're still one of the best teams, and maybe you got to fight your way all the way from the 12th seed. A five-loss team deserves to be playing in some Fleabag bowl game in Florida.
But remember, if the Big Ten and the SEC control this thing, guys, before you make fun of what Rico's saying, five might be a little egregious, but four for certain. They control this thing. There's no committee.
They're guaranteeing four spots, which means if your final team is a team that has lost three games, and like I said, they lost two non-conference and they lost three in conference, but they're the fourth best team, guess who goes?
And again, before you say you're overreacting, remember, 12-team format, conference championship games this year meant nothing. Clemson, SMU, both got in, meant nothing. Oregon, Penn State, meant nothing. Like, guys.
Oh, I think at this point, they would just go away. Bye-bye. There'll be no more Indy. There would be no more
Atlanta.
So here's
the question.
No, nothing.
We've laid out the March Madness expansion news. We've laid out the college football expansion news. Here's my question to you. There's two of them. 248-539-9797. One, which of these two disgusting proposals are you more tolerant of, more accepting of? But then there's part two. It's a one-word answer. College sports are blank. I want you to fill that in for me. College sports. Don't give me women's crew or men's tennis. We're talking college hoops, college football. College sports are blank. I'll fill in the word for you, just not this second. 248-539-9797. All right, let's get into it. I've asked two questions because there was a massive amount of news in the last 48 hours. College football playoff. We all knew who had influence. We didn't know they outright owned the event or controlled it. Well, the Big Ten and SEC do. And the expansion is coming 2026. 14 or 16 immaterial because they're going to get at least eight bids. You already had coaches this year saying, why should I bother playing a conference title game? March Madness, it is the height of greed. It's really offensive because the event is perfect. It already takes up a month. It's already, now, candidly, as much as you love March Madness, let's be honest, you've told people the regular season doesn't matter. Think fast, who won the Big Ten regular season crown 2 years ago, David? Like I said, no one cares. No one remembers.
Come on. Zach Edey and Purdue.
I know, but you're a freakazoid. Okay. Also, by the way, Rico told us we're all dead by 2032 with an asteroid hitting the planet. I digress. I've asked the question, though, which of these two expansions are you more tolerant of? And then here's where I really want this. College football and college basketball are blank. Because I'll give you my answer. Dead. Dead to me. None of this is college sports. This is nothing more than an unsanctioned minor league development league for the pros. It's all this is. And the problem is the NBA and the NFL, they ain't got nothing to do with it. There's no rules. It's the Wild West. The NIL thing, I've gotten to a point, it'll never be figured out. Because in the end, this is only made for 8 to 10 teams. My school's dead. What does it matter? It doesn't matter. It's all junk. So my word association, Rico, can't, and it's not hyperbole, college sports are dead. Dead to me.
Close. I said college sports are losing. They're losing because they're losing fans. They're losing interest in people. They are just losing across the board. They're not dead. They have an opportunity to fix this, but I don't think they're ready to fix this. I think a czar would help. Somebody who can come in here and say, you know what, enough's enough. We're going to go back to this. We're going to actually have some standards rather than who has the most money, because that's what it really is turning into. I was okay with the NIL until all of a sudden it got perverted. I was okay with playoff expansion. Now it looks like it's going to get perverted. The college, the NCAA tournament, I never thought needed to be expanded, but I'm like, I'm not going to die on a
two playing game. Right. But now going to 76.
Now it's ridiculous. At some point, the team just wasn't good enough. Okay? And that's okay. I know we live in a society where it's all inclusive and everybody always has to make everything. No. Like this year, if you're Indiana or North Carolina, you didn't win enough games. You're not in this year. See you next year. But it's losing. It's not dead, but I think it has an opportunity to win. But right now, it's behind by double digits.
David, you want to give your word association and then we can get some texts? I'll go to the callers. It's so much news, and I understand we're in a permafrost. I understand we're not doing a show in Tuscaloosa, okay, or Baton Rouge. But, guys, the sports are changing in front of your faces. I can't wait until Labor Day weekend to break news that happened this weekend. And March Madness, hey, if you don't care about it anyways, then fine. I guess I got your answer. But you know what we don't need? More. And it's not, look, capitalism's wonderful, but there has to be like a small, like it's like the pennies in the little tray at 7-Eleven. You can't take those. You got to leave those. For who, I don't know, but you don't need every penny. Like, you got to leave a few dollars on the table in the name of the health of our sport.
Exactly. And that's why I say losing, they have an opportunity to fix it. I don't think it's dead yet, but man, they are going the way of boxing, the way I think the NBA is headed, the way I think a lot of sports are headed that just couldn't get out of their own way, and then they became a niche sport or regional type of sport.
Well, that's why my word would be greedy. It's because we don't need this. Now, you can have 16 teams is too much in college football, but you can argue that maybe we needed to expand it. There's an argument there. Yeah. Well, there's no argument for basketball. None whatsoever. In fact, Saturday, I watched Auburn and Alabama. Good game. What comes on afterwards was not good. It was North Carolina and Syracuse. And yet, with the expansion, we just talked about it.
Auburn and Alabama wasn't that great either.
But North Carolina on that expansion would be in. They don't deserve to be in. And because of the greediness of the sport, we're going to get it. It's greedy.
All right. You say greedy. I say dead. Kenny hates everything. So it doesn't matter. It's all right.
No, my word was going to be, especially pertaining to college football, is fragmented. We used to have this great idea, right? And now we have the haves and the have-nots. And that's what it's going to turn into. I mean, that's what it always
but
was.
But the have-nots used to be Miami of Ohio. No disrespect if you're a Red Hawk.
No.
Or whatever they're called now. Like,
no, I think that, I got to agree with Kenny. I think there's always been haves and have-nots.
Right, but the have-nots used to be Miami, Ohio, and Akron. Now the have-nots are Mississippi State, Michigan State, Iowa. The have-not bar has risen to where you're like, wait.
And I guess I include you in a have-not when you're only good once every 6 years. You're a have-not.
I mean, even from an SEC scumbag like me, you can call me that if you like. I don't like that it's getting this fragmented.
Yeah, because it's turning into basically government cheese NFL. David, the ticket text before I go to the phones.
A few words here. Someone says college sports are complicated. Someone says profitable. Someone says college sports are jumping the shark. They're finding a way for me to care less and less.
That's 800 words.
I was just thinking that continue. That's not one. And another, who's that caller? And one more thing.
professional is one word that someone says. A joke, someone says. Well, he says cooked, but there's another word he associated with it that I can't say on the air. That is Nate in a truck. Intolerable, someone says. A garbage, it's another word that someone wants to use. Dying, someone's using. Inventory. They explain, they say less about the fans and passion, more just about making money.
Let's go to the people. We'll go to Joe. He's up next, 97.1. Joe, what's going on, buddy?
Well, college sports are about rainmakers. They're all about the money. And after the NFL, when you factor in college football and college basketball, those two combined generate more revenue than any of the pro sports because the eyeballs are on it. And you look at, even if they expand the college basketball tournament, they're still taking a lesser percentage than the NBA takes for those that make the playoffs. I'm okay with a few more teams getting in. It's a one-game knockout. It's NBD to me. But clearly they're doing it because they want to generate more eyeballs and more revenue.
But the problem is you're killing your regular seasons, Joe. I've said it for years. The best regular season in all of sports used to be college football. It was a high wire act. Every game meant something. And if you lost, you were in a world of trouble. Now, who cares? Go 8-4, crawl into the playoff. Rivalries don't mean anything. I mean, look, Michigan-Ohio State doesn't mean bupkis. Think about it.
No, you're right about that. But I'm also okay with doing away with the conference championship game, because now it's all about the playoff. If you want to have a play-in tournament for that extra week, I'm okay with that. Make it about the tournament. Go to 14 teams. I'm okay with that. That's the only chance my team, the Spartans, are ever going to come near that doggone.
Actually, we have to expand football to 64 if State's going to get in. So, I mean, Joe, they would have to expand this to where everybody gets
a
seat.
Split the difference and go 40.
Right now, the only program in the Big Ten worse than us is Purdue.
No.
Oh, really? Do the homework assignment. Be curious. All right. You always like to tell people to be curious. Be curious.
I'll do that.
Go to Tim, 97.1. Tim, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Great show, great conversation. My word association is that college sports is disintegrating. And as you said, Mike, we're seeing it right before our eyes. You know, like right now and going back just a few months to that terrible 12-team playoff. And then if you want to stretch back two or three or four years to conference consolidation and NIL. And
it's gone. It's all gone.
No holds barred transfer, but disintegrating.
It just feels dead. I don't recognize it. I don't have to care about it. Tim, it's just not for me. And that's okay. But I don't think, I'll put it this way. The moves they're making now are not bringing more people to the sport. I don't believe that. You are alienating 95% of people who love this sport.
Right.
That is not a winning business model long term.
But the problem is, it's kind of like the Super Bowl when you can make all the changes, do all this stuff, and then you get numbers that are pretty high ratings. And it's like, well, people are watching. We can charge the sponsors. We can do this because apparently, for everybody who says, I'm never watching this, somebody is.
Yeah, but it's not, you know what it is? It was a sport based on passion. And now it feels, it's a sport of obligation. And obligation erodes. When you are doing something and there's no benefit, you are obligated less and less and less every time you go back to do it. College football feels like a chore now. It used to be a pursuit of passion.
No, it is, which is why, David, I agree. I always thought the perfect number was 8 teams. Why? You could take the winners of the conference and you get 3 at-large teams,
there
which means if there's that team, let's just say, you know, it goes back to that Georgia-Alabama. Okay, both teams are undefeated. One wins. The other one's still pretty damn good.
Maybe Michigan-Ohio State in 06.
Yes.
Both get in.
We're going to put them both in, a Notre Dame, and that's it. It still requires you can only lose one game.
And that's where the regular season mattered so much.
Right. So I was, in all fairness, I know I ruined it. I was all about 8 teams in the playoffs.
It would have been great.
I thought it was a perfect number at that point. And I even said, play those first round games at the home stadium.
Right. You want to get in? Win your conference.
Yeah.
We'll get more to people. We got a lot more stuff to do today, including we got to talk about this Four Nations face-off. These fakes, the Canadians. Oh, we're polite. We're your nice neighbors to them. You better be careful who you boo. You're going to be speaking Russian. You watch yourself. I enjoyed what I watched Saturday, but I got to have a conversation with Kenny about it because Thursday, I need more of it. I need a fight every 30 seconds. I want to see American players go into the stands like Mike Milbury, start beating people with a shoe. We're going to talk about it next. 97.1. Thanks, TJ. A quick note before we get to a blitz and then top of the hour, Four Nations face-off. I've got so many thoughts on USA-Canada. But this is reason number 4,738, never to have your mom defend you publicly as an adult. Here we go. T. Higgins was franchised by the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, listen, I'll relate this locally like this, Rico. Whether you love everything the Lions do or you have some different ways you'd like to do it, you know the one thing we can all universally say is we don't really have any drama.
True.
There's no drama.
True.
No drama. The T. Higgins thing is a drama because the Bengals are notoriously cheap. Now, Joe Burrow's already come out and said, hey, I'll redo my deal. Just keep everybody here. I want to win. We love T. Higgins. It's time to pay this man his money. So what do the Bengals do? They do something that universally the average fan looks at and goes, eh, what's he going to complain about? $25.6 million. Players in the NFL hate the franchise tag. And in that locker room, when you weaponize the franchise tag and you do it to a locker room leader, when you do it to a guy who simply does everything right and you do it multiply, see, now you're effing with somebody. That doesn't help your locker room. You don't believe me? Go ask NFL players. But here's the thing. So it's been all the chatter. All right, so T. Higgins gets franchised. Now, it doesn't mean they can't get a deal done. It just means right now it's you're here forever and we're going to keep doing this to you. Well, T. Higgins' mom, who goes by T. Higgins' mom number 5 on Twitter, or X, had two words for the Cincinnati Bengals yesterday at 7:56 p.m. Quote, selfish bastards, close quote.
Bengals going full Bengals.
It's
right now.
Funny because we don't deal with this in Detroit. You know, hey, I may want Myles Garrett, you guys don't, or hey, you might want Brad to do one thing or we want him to do another. The one thing you cannot accuse Dan Campbell or Brad Holmes of or Sheila Ford Hamp or anyone associated with this team, there's no drama and they sure as hell aren't cheap.
But the only drama you have are J-Mo stupid stuff and Hendon Hooker callers who still believe that he should be playing. That's it.
I missed my opportunity. Oh. So, look, I want you to think about it in these terms. Imagine sitting here, and Amon-Ra St. Brown was franchised multiple times as a leader, as a guy who's kind of the heartbeat of this offense, as a guy that fans love, the organization loves, the locker room loves, right? And imagine his mom coming out and doing this. 12 hours of radio? Some of these teams never learn. Think about it. There's just no, but you cannot have your mom do that. The first thing T. Higgins has got to do, mom, log out.
Mom, wife, girlfriend.
Log out.
Brother.
Log yeah. out. Everybody log out. No more. Stop. And I understand. Look, here's the problem. Fans have a right to a perspective, which is what are they complaining about? $25.6 million fully guaranteed. Go cry elsewhere. But what you don't understand is a player like T. Higgins is being screwed over because he really is worth the better part of $150 million with about 60 or 70 guaranteed. You get one shot at this because you know what happens if you end up getting Damar Hamlin and your life can end on this field? You get sent off the field in an air cast. Do you know what you're not getting? That money.
Yeah.
This is a blood sport. So just keep an eye on that storyline.
It doesn't affect us,
but it is something around the league that is going to be talked about. That is a terrible look for
I mean, to put it in perspective, Mike, imagine this was a year that, you know, Hutch was going to get an extension and then he breaks his leg. And now the Lions got to decide.
Well, right. Now it happened a year early, thank God. Because
right.
For Hutch's.
You would have got franchised.
If he gets hurt again this year. No, and again, imagine if I always try to view sports through that lens because this is what we do for a living. Mm-hmm. Imagine if this was Aiden Hutchinson and his family who has a bit of a public persona. Imagine. I mean, radio gold. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. It's like hitting the radio Powerball.
It's already enough people on the defensive line anyway.
Yeah, we don't need miles. David, some ticket text, and we'll get to a blitz, okay?
College sports are whores. That is from Steve.
Oh, my God.
College sports done from another texter. Male in the car says college sports is ruined. Another texter says college sports is disloyal. They say that they are disassociated with what made college sports great.
Correct. They've taken every reason you love the game, stripped it away, and the only thing left is the logo, which candidly, in my 40s, doesn't really mean anything to me anymore.
But they're hoping it does. No, I'm saying, but they're hoping that you still feel that same way, and it's like...
I don't.
Guys, no, seriously, it's like, take a look at the NBA.
I'm basic. I have turned into Harvey Dent. That's how I am with sports. With college, at least.
It makes sense.
No, with college, I'm like...
Two-faced. Yeah, you had one side that you loved it, and now you don't. That makes absolute sense.
Flip the coin. All right, go ahead.
College sports are corrupt. And then one more here says college sports, it's dumb.
Dumb is a great word. They've done just about everything they can to wreck fandom. Unless you're at one of a very few places.
You're 8 schools, basically.
Big Ten and SEC.
And maybe Clemson.
And if you missed it, Odyssey.com Rewind. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute. Did you just Kohler the Clemson Tigers? You slandered them nonstop. Now they just Kohlered. They're back?
They're not back, but they're one of the halves.
Kohlered. And if you don't know the reference, yep. Odyssey.com Rewind at 2 p.m., you just Kohlered.
They're still a half.
Big Ten SEC, and then he says, and Clemson.
Because Clemson, what? You know why? Because Clemson is like the cousin of the SEC. They're not as good, but they always tag along with the SEC. They want to be in the SEC, but they're not.
I mean, geographically, they should be. They're in the same state as South Carolina.
Right, and the SEC keeps them just close enough. Just vote our way. Do things, and we'll invite you over to the house.
We get to a blitz next. Four Nations face off and Canadian slander to follow at 4. All right, let's get some music. Touch the table. Football never really goes away. We make sure of that. David.
Well, gentlemen, as you said, the season never really ends. So, no. Mike, you're the gambler. You do cash the ticket. Make sure you download that.
People. Oh, yeah.
We have odds for next year's MVPs.
Come on.
Now, granted, people can get injured and things could happen, but I always think it's a fun barometer of where Vegas kind of sees the best players are and who they're going to be.
So let me ask a question. Mm-hmm. Can I ask about two players?
You absolutely can.
And they're in the same geographic area, one I love and one I love to hate.
Brother, you're on the marquee.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, David will like this. Ready? I need to know Lamar Jackson and Jaden Daniels.
Well, Mike, Lamar Jackson is tied for one.
Can't win a playoff game, but we're going to have him MVP.
Tied for one.
Plus 550.
With Josh Allen. Okay. All right.
With Josh Allen. Okay. They're tied. Jaden Daniels comes in at third.
Okay.
At plus 1,000.
I think Jaden Daniels here.
I guess technically fifth.
The fear is this. CJ Stroud. It's that year two. But if we look under the hood, Stroud regressed because A, receivers, Nico Collins got hurt. Steph Diggs got hurt. He got Tank Dell killed and his leg is still laying in Kansas City. The offensive line was a mess. If we look at Washington, they have over $70 million in cap space. They may acquire Myles Garrett. But they have already said publicly, we're going out to get a number two receiver. Jaden Daniels, to me, if there's one player you forced me to bet on for next year, it'd be Jaden Daniels.
See, I thought they were going to try and go after T. Higgins if he didn't re-sign with the Bengals.
But now it'll have to be a trade.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let's start at the bottom. You guys already got the top two.
So yeah,
let's start
at the Daniel bottom. Jones.
He's not on.
Damn.
Neither is Russell Wilson, David.
Justin Fields.
No. But at plus 4,500, there are two quarterbacks. One's old, one's new. Well, not old, but one's, I guess, in the prime of his career. The other is new.
Pat Mahomes?
No. Think Duval.
No. Trevor Lawrence?
Trevor Lawrence, plus 4,500.
Am I wrong that I have disavowed everything Jacksonville?
You're not.
That I have given up on all of it. I have tried to be hopeful.
So they're going
to
get Kohlered?
I wonder if they're about to Kohler. Is this the year that he gets it right? I won't be around. I don't know. I couldn't possibly. And Liam Cohen creeps me out.
And in his second year, a lot of high hopes for this young man, Drake May.
I love him.
Plus 4,500.
Thomas Lappy. They got $125 million cap space. I don't know if it'll be enough to elevate the young man to an MVP status, but I've always been a big believer in Drake May. I'm with Rico on this. I was never Team Caleb. I just don't slander him the way that Rico does. I love Drake May. So I just couldn't bet it for MVP. It's too brand name, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You got to establish a brand in order to win this stupid award.
Well, the next three are plus 4,000. Okay. One is too high, one is too low, and I think one is just right.
All right.
Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford, I think, is just right.
He can't win that with the Giants. They're only going to win six games.
But imagine if he wins seven. too high. Tua.
Yeah. Okay. Ready? I'm out of the Tua business. I'm done.
Okay.
No, Miami and Jacksonville, both Florida-based, both are wrecks of an organization. Bad ownership. It's toxic. The Tua thing, it doesn't feel like it's headed in a good direction. The injury is always a concern for me. The concussions, Tyreek wants out. I don't, and you know what? Here's what happens when coaches are quirky and they win. They're fun. Oh, Mike McDaniels is amazing. He's humorous. When you don't win, you start to look at the guy and go, might be an idiot. I'm just, everything with Miami and Jacksonville, leave me out of it.
And then, to me, way too low.
Justin Herbert?
No.
Okay, all right.
Saquon Barkley.
Here's the problem. Mm-hmm. A running back is not...
I know, but this is so disrespectful.
I know it is, but I think they're pricing in that running backs don't win the award.
Right.
Look, my thing is, why do we arrive at a point where like, oh, it's a quarterback's award? Why can't people think for themselves? Like if Saquon goes to the Eagles and the Eagles win the Super Bowl and he puts up one of the greatest regular seasons, if not the greatest ever, why isn't Saquon the MVP this year?
Have you not seen the propaganda that is the Heisman Trophy race?
You're told
what to vote for.
But why? Why did we bother? Why can't you just vote on it? Like, why can't a running back win it?
You're exactly right.
Because this is America?
Okay, then.
No, because even when Barry ran over for 2,000 yards and got it, he got co-MVP with a quarterback. It's like they can never give it to a running back.
No.
At all by himself.
Because, yeah, the quarterback gets way too much credit. We all know that. The next three at plus 3,500. Once again, one too high, too low, just right.
Go. I'm not guessing.
Oh, I thought you were going to guess.
No.
David had the.
Yeah, I already guessed Justin Herbert. I won't do it.
To me, just right, Bo Nix.
Too high.
Too high?
For me. Yeah, too high.
Too high, Dak Prescott.
Ridiculous. He shouldn't be on the list. He should be plus 50,000. They're going to win five games next year.
And too low, it's Brock Purdy.
Ah, with this again.
Oh, come on.
Coming back.
Okay.
All of his weapons.
Okay.
Minus the Debo.
Does he still drive a combine?
Yeah.
He still got that stupid look on his face?
But that's part of his charm. He brought his offensive lineman all Toyotas.
Not an MVP.
Okay. Next three. Three quarterbacks. Plus 2,800.
All right, go ahead.
Jared Goff?
No.
Baker Mayfield?
No.
Caleb Williams?
No.
Yes! Ben Johnson. Listen, if Ben Johnson, all of you guys were dangling off of his bulbs all year, now all of a sudden, he's a con man, he ain't no good. If Ben Johnson could turn Tiny Hands Goff into an MVP and you're chanting his name in the effing grocery store, you're probably chanting his name when you're with your wife. Well, then you know what? He might be able to do it with Caleb. And shout out my buddy from the podcast who's on vacation tanning his balls. Value! Caleb.
Caleb Williams.
I'm just saying, I love how all of a sudden Ben Johnson's illiterate and a con man now.
You probably don't hear Jared Goff chance either. All right. Now, would you take those three and swap them for the next three at plus 2,500? Because I can't believe this is true.
Go ahead.
On a bounce back, maybe C.J. Stroud.
I'm fine with that.
Jordan Love.
Fine with it.
Kyler Murray.
Yes. I'm fine with it.
You're okay with it? You wouldn't swap
I'm okay with all three. I'm okay with all three because, first of all, Love was hurt all year. Stroud, everyone got hurt around him. And if you just – they play exciting brands of football. Kyler Murray took a major step. If he takes another step this year and the Cardinals are good and they win the West and Marvin Harrison unlocks and they go, yeah. Because, again, you're talking damn near plus 3,000. I'm good with it.
Okay. Value – plus 2,200. Let's see what Jim Harbaugh can do with Justin Herbert.
Show me weapons. Two. Show me drafting Colston Loveland. Show me getting DK Metcalf, and I would be all in with you. The problem, does he throw it enough? You know they're going to run the ball.
No, he doesn't. Too high.
At plus 1,600, here's your value. Can he do it again? Jalen Hurts.
I'm out. I'm out. No. Next. I can't bear the Eagles anymore. Quickly.
Jaden Daniels is already at plus 1,000. And the other two names that we have not mentioned, at both at plus 750, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes.
Out on Mahomes.
Burrow, yeah.
Burrow, yes. If they keep their players. So. I value.
Value.
That's the lesson here.
Yeah. Early MVP odds.
Jesus.
97-1.